Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about implementing ranked choice voting in Illinois? Are you unsure whether you're for it or against it? Let's find out more about it. Gary Schatz is a volunteer with Fair Vote Illinois, supporters of ranked choice voting. Gary, good morning. First question, what is it? Because a lot of people are not sure, are they?
Well, it's definitely having a moment, and thanks for having me on this a very special day for us. It's ranked choice voting day. Because it's January 23rd, a.k.a. 1-2-3.
I get it.
Something that when you see what we did there, we're very close.
I guess.
Because in a ranked choice voting election, you, instead of choosing one candidate, you rank the candidates in the order in which you would prefer to see them in that office. So, for example, in the city of Chicago, if you, instead of doing the runoff election system that we do, which is terrible because it doesn't really give you a majority, but it costs the city, every election costs the city about $20 million, and that price goes up about $3 million every election. And so we're holding two elections when we only need to hold one. I feel like the city could use an extra $20 million or $23 million in its cost.
Yeah, you think so? What's the opposition? I mean, who opposes this and why?
Well, the opposition is a lot of ensconced politicians who love vote splitting and spoiler voting because it helped them get elections, helped them win elections, I should say. And also a lot of just people don't like change. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, especially on the far right, who claim it's a trick to get Democrats or more extreme left-wing candidates elected. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is very nonpartisan. It actually doesn't really do as much work in a general election, where oftentimes we've whittled it down to two candidates. But in a primary, it helps less extreme candidates get elected and more moderate, more centrist candidates, because it allows the majority of people who tend to be more in the center to actually elect their candidates.
What's the genesis of all this? Where did the idea of ranked choice voting come from? And talk about where it's in effect elsewhere.
It's actually been around for centuries. There are countries around the globe that have used it forever. Australia's used it. Scotland's used it. India's used it. These are places that have been countries long before we've been countries. Right now in America, it's in a lot of different municipalities. We've passed it, actually, in Evanston. It's the first municipality in Illinois to pass it, although we are in a little bit of a legal fight with the Cook County elections folks to try to make it happen. But the state of Maine and Alaska has it for all of their elections. A lot of municipalities in California have it. New York City elected their last mayor with it, although don't blame ranked choice voting on Eric Adams and his affinity for Turkish Airlines. That really has nothing to do with it.
Well, so what has to happen for this to be in effect here in Illinois?
Well, we are moving in two paths. We're picking municipalities and trying to get it passed in certain places. We're trying to get on the ballot in Skokie and in Oak Park. Like I said, we already passed it in Evanston, and we are also having a statewide movement down in Springfield to get it passed statewide. But we are also in a big movement to try to build it in the city of Chicago. We've got a lot of city council members on board. The mayor is on board. The alderperson for the 47th Ward, Matt Martin, is a big champion. And our goal is to get it on the ballot for the March 2026 primary, which means the city council has to place it in a binding referendum on the ballot. And then if we can do that, we'll have it in time so Chicagoans can elect their mayor, their alder, the treasurer, and the clerk in the 2027 election. And again, save the city about $23 million.
I mean, it's hard to imagine someone being against saving us all that money, but I think you've kind of laid out what the opposition is. So how does it look? Are you optimistic?
We are. Like I said, we're putting the word out. Today's a big day. We're out working the city council today in the lobby to try to sort of sway some of the last people we need to get on board Again, being ranked choice voting day, we're hoping people come to our website, fairvoteillinois.org, learn more about it, and get on board. It's definitely having a moment. A lot more people are noticing it. I think the last Alaska elections helped. Certainly some of the negative publicity from Sarah Palin really helped us out. A lot of my friends are like, just say Sarah Palin hates it. And that's enough for a lot of people to get on board.
And you can go to the website and get information on this, right, Gary?
Absolutely. FairVoteIllinois.org. You can learn how to support us. You can learn all about how ranked choice voting works, how it allows us, the electorate, to actually elect candidates with a more preferred majority, as opposed to either a plurality election, which is how a lot of our elections work, where the candidate who gets the most votes wins instead of the majority of votes. And again, saves us the time and the money of having to do runoff elections. We can take care of it in one election and get better candidates that better represent all of the voters or the majority of voters.
Better candidates and cost less. I'd like to hear from somebody who can explain to me why this is a bad idea. Get in touch with us. We'll be happy to put you on here. And it's Fair Vote Illinois, volunteer Gary Schatz. Interesting. Good luck, Gary. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the time.